We're on Daf Chav Gimel Amad Beis. Little before the middle of the Yomid, Chav Yesh Yayin Vishal Shemen Vishal Tvur Vishal Gregris Vishal Zaysim Arei Elu Shalai. The person found these Chav Yesh, he's allowed to keep them. Vosnan kade yayin bekade shemen chayiv lahaches. The stira. Omar Rab Zeira, Omar Rab, masnisin beroshum. The Mishnah that says that chayiv lahaches is speaking about beroshum. Now let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Masnisen v'chayiv lahachiz b'roshu. So Rashi gives us a whole Megillah. Rashi says as follows, Chav Yisayim shel cheres ayu. Their Chav Yis were made out of cheres. V'gofin oysam b'magayf es cheres. And they used to put a cover on it. The cover of cheres. Now it would seem this cover is not too tight. V'shoyrkin tit soviv l'davek hamagoyfe shloyeitze reyach hayayin. So they sealed it with tit. And this, it seems, was a very strong seal that even that the reyach hayayin should not leave the chavyas. Ubimei Shvatoi Nisin, so this was Bimei Tishrei when they put the wine in the barrels, so they sealed the barrels with a strong seal that should be completely sealed that the Reyach should not leave the barrels. Ubimei Shvatoi Nisin Shemoichin Bale Batin Chovies Lechemveni. Now, the Zman Mechira, when the Balabatim were those who made the wine, and they sold them to storekeepers. Ke'eser oiketes vov yachat, 10 or 15 barrels at a time. Neitlin magoife seyem, then they removed the magoifes. V'toyim in esayayim. And they tasted it. And the leikach in the stomach wanted to taste the wine to see what they're getting. V'chayzer v'soysmoy v'toch b'aytit soviv amagoyfer. Then they covered again, and then they smeared tit around the cover. V'hu kori roishem. Now this tiche, the Ritas Loshen of Rashi would seem that B'yimei Tishrei, there was a very strong seal because they wanted that even the Reyach should not leave the Chovis. Now they open, now we're up to Nisin, Shvatai Nisin, where we're going to sell it. So the strong seal was not necessary. Is v'toch b'aytit soviv hamagoyf. And now there was a seal of tichas tit, not shrike. The Rashi said, shurken tit soviv shlayetzer echayayim. This was a tiche. V'hu kori roishem. Now, this tiche, which was perhaps a smaller seal, a weaker seal, that's called Roshem. V'noison hachemveni lebeisoi. Now the chemveni took the barrels to his house. U'masnisin b'chovis reshumin. The Mishnah that says, Motzo kade yayin v'kade shemen, is speaking about a chovis reshumin. That means it has a small seal on it. Vahainu simin, sheyesh roishmin. There are others which are roishim. Viyesh shen noisin oisa psucha lamoicha miyat. There were other barrels, that means if they were interested in selling them, there was no need at all to put tiach. So they didn't cover them in Gansen. So the vial, we'll come back to this, but the vial, it would seem that, so we have here, Bimei Nissen, we have two types of chaviyas. We have chaviyas which have a weak seal on it. We have chaviyas, and that the chenveni took lebeisai. And I would think Rashi that says v'noisan achenveni lebeisai. I think the chenveni does not sell the wine from the beisai. Chenveni, I think, has a chanus. So v'noisan achenveni lebeisai, I think, means that these barrels, for some reason, he's not up to selling them yet. So since he's not up to selling them, so there's a need still, there should be some sort of a seal on them. They're going to stick around a little bit. And that he didn't take lebeisai. That he took to the chanus. I mean, if he's going to sell them, there's a line in the chanus, this customer's there, it's Yayme Nissen, we have to, there are people, there are lines of, so those barrels, he didn't seal at all. So those with a seal, that's a simen. Those without a seal, that's not a simen. We'll try to explain this a little better as the sugya progresses, according to Rashi. Fragt die Gemara, Michlal de Breise, bepasua. So the Breise that says, Chovye shel yayin v'shel shemem, is speaking about, pasuach, it's completely open. Ibe pasuach, aveda midasi. So to leave over a barrel, an open barrel, so that's an aveda midas. What does Rashi say? So to Rashi, bachinu bechlal debrai, said the ktoni areilu shaloi, bepsucha ktoni. That's speaking about a psucha. Bitmiye, pshite da aveda midasi, shenicha psucha, vachol, shkotzim, urmosim, unachoshim, Shoisim emeno. There's a, that's mamish, if you have an open barrel of wine, that is an open invitation for all minim to drink from it. So, that's an aveda midas, that the Braisa is telling us halachas. The Braisa is telling us halachas, that there's no chiyuv hashava, there's no simen. Maybe it's telling us another halacha, we'll see soon. But if it's an aveda midas, that's poshet, there's no chiyuv hashava. Omar Rav Yishaya b'matziv. So Rav Yishaya said, no. The Braisa is speaking about the matziv. What does matziv mean? Sheiniach magoif aleo. No, he put a cover on it. V'loi sholke betit. But he did not seal it. That means he put on a cover. And it seems this cover could help that the shkotzim is a Muslim and the choshim won't come. Simen leke, but there's no simen. So that's that. It's speaking about, so a roishim is a simen, and without a roishim, that's matziv, so there's no simen, so therefore, you're allowed to keep it. Let's just go further. Abaya Omar, afilo taima idi v'idi baroshim. No. The Baraisa could also speaking about Roshom, Voloikashe Kanshen Kaidim Sheniftachu Haitzreis, Kan Laacher Sheniftachu Haitzreis. Zot Rashi, Kaidim Sheniftachu Haitzreis, that means Bimei Tishrei. Kaidim Sheniftachu Haitzreis, Shadaim Leigi is man Meiche Yachovis. People don't sell Chavisin. V'yochit ba'alma hu da'ovit. One person decided in Tishrei to sell a Chavis of Yayin. Avi Roishim Simen. Then the Roishim is a Simen. Because the Roishim is, that means all Chavis that you'll find by the wholesalers, by the Balabatim, all of them have a Shrike. They have a very good seal on them. And somehow, one chavis is with a roishim, which is very bishune. So that's a simen. And poshet, Abaye held that roishim is also not a simen. Because we have to understand Rashi. Rashi says, others you bring to the house, and others you go to sell, and those with the roishim, that's a simen. And then, why is that a simen? Why is this more of a simen than the with the magoif on it? So therefore, Abaye said that's also not a simen. Only a roshim is a simen b'yoyme de tishrei. Zot, the Gemara Bissel weiter. Boy minei Rav Bivi me Rav Nachman mokim avesimin oiloy avesimin. Is there a simin mokim? Someone left a barrel someplace and he gives a simin. Omalei tinisu motze chav yeshal yayin vishal shemen vishal tfu vishal gregers vishal zeisim arei elu shaloi. That means we have to understand, we're finding barrels. A barrel is not derech nefila. People don't drop barrels. Barrels are, it's a big chepzim. So kochach, it was put down and forgotten. So why isn't the mokim a simen? Is a raya that mokim is not a simen. Omar Rav Zvitz, so Rav Zvitz said no, it's not raya. Hoche b'mayeskinen b'raksa denare. He was speaking about by the port. Omar Rav Mori, my time omri rabonon raksa denare l'have a simen, emrine leike heched ishrami lididoch ishrami nami l'chavoch. Now let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, Beraksa denare, Vayayin bo leir besfine. That means the wine came to the city in a ship. Valoikhin mefanen asfine, umeinichoi al sfasana, V'noison achas, upa'omim she'sheicheyach. Now, let us elaborate a little. It seems from Rashi as follows. Now we'll have perhaps a clearer picture of what the Baraisa is speaking about. We're speaking about a shipment of barrels came, and the lokhim, the people used to go, it seems, the chenveni, these were the lokhim. So the different storekeepers went on the ship, and they purchased the barrels that they wanted to purchase. Rashi says 10, 15 barrels they purchased. They took it off the ship. The lokhim mefanin asvina, they took it off the ship. Now they unloaded the ship, so each loikeya, so let us be megashim the Indian. We had a ship that came with 1,000 barrels, and you had a whole bunch of of Chenvenim waiting by the port to purchase from these barrels. They opened up the barrels, they tasted it, they dust, and then they unloaded it and brought it on the port, and then they took the barrels, each one took the barrel to either the Chanus or to the Bayis, and it could very well be in the whole tumult that they left over a barrel. They left over a barrel. And now someone is passing by the port and he sees a barrel. So now, so should he be machas this barrel? So that we have over here, according to the, before Abayim, that matters. If there's a roshum, if it's tochbetid, that's a simen. If it's a magoife, it's not a simen. And I let the mokim be your simen. He says, you found it on the port? So zuk the Gemara, Amar Rav Mori, my taima, Amar Rabon, Raksa, the Nahara, Lahave, Simen. Amrin, Leike, Heiched, Yisrami, Lididoch, Yisrami, Nami, Lechav. That is not a simen. Shkoyach, it's on the barrel. Shkoyach, there were 1,000 barrels over here that were unloaded. So this was, who says this is yours? There was 100 lokrim over here. It was on the port, Yashikoyach. So here, mokim is not a simen. But reshime is a simen, which we have to understand, that mehechitaisi, why is reshime a simen? I mean, there were sealed ones and open ones. And they said, oh, mine was sealed. Let's just finish the Gemara and then we'll come back to the Sora. Ike da amri yomar rav mori, maitai me yomar rabonon mokim lahav esimen, amri nalei ki heched yisram biledido chay mokim, yisram inami lechabro chay mokim. Now, what is the pshat in the Ike da amri? Kedamri is a trashi naf kemina da filo kivein va oma mokim meshove mesuyim lehavasim. Now he's telling us a bigger chiddush, that a filum on the port gufe, a port is a large port, so he's saying it's the northeast area of the port, and that is also not a simen. The northeast area of the port, I got news for you, there were 100 barrels in the northeast area of the port, so even though so the first lotion held that the port is not a simen. The port. There's 1,000 barrels on the port. He says, Afilu, he pinpoints it and he says, more or less, a more mechuvendik area in the port. That's also not a simen. I hear a ha'orev. It's moiridik. We have here a baraisa. The Braise says, a motza chavye shal yayin reil shaloi. No simen, it's talking about, it's not roshal. We have a mishne kada yayin, a mishne vayta daf chavay, kada yayin v'chad yishem a reil chayiv lachas. So the moist akasha, oh, he is speaking about roshal. Baldic. I mean, wouldn't it be nice for the Tana? I mean, the Tana wrote two Baraises. One Baraisi says, Areyu Shaloi. One Baraisi says, Chayiv Lahachis. And he doesn't give us any hints, he doesn't tell us what the case is. He tells us, Aloche, we have to wait. I mean, this is very, if you look at the Mishnah, the Mishnah is speaking about cases of simonim. Matzah peiris peklia, klika maishu, mois pekis, or shalosh matbeis, el gabze. We're talking about these things are simonim. So the Baraisa tells me that they found all these things have simonim. Kade yayim v'kade shemen areil chayv lahachiz. Mainly he doesn't figure it out, it's speaking about. It's very modern. And again, we mentioned that Meichi Teisi, that by Roshum is a simon more than Pasuach. I think that in the Chenveni, I think that Rashi is Beduyik. A Chenveni, he was a businessman. These barrels were taken to the Chanus. You take a barrel to Chanus, you don't seal it again. There's no need to reseal it. The Gemara held, so you leave it open. There was Pasuach. Shinicham Pasuche, the Yesha Naisim Aisa Pasuche Lamoicha Miyad. I mean, he took off from the ship, and he took them from the port to the store. I mean, that's where he took them for. So there was no need to seal it. We're up to selling it. That's why I think Rashi says that V'noisa Nachemveni Lebeisoi. There were some barrels that for some reason the Chemveni did not have an intent to sell them now, which is Takimodne. I mean, it's Nissen, and it's now's the time to sell wine. This is going to take to the bias. This can take it to the bias. Then there was a purpose to make a roshim, to make a seal on it, it's going to be in the house for some time. So you can't leave. That's it. They made a roshim. So I think that was the simitake, because this was something unusual. If you're a chenveni, you bring it to the chenus, not to the bias. This was an unusual anhoge. In Lulai the Mistafine, which I don't know if is Emes, the Mishnah and Dav Chofei, V'kikrei Shabal Abayis, V'gizei Tzema Alokuchim, Mibeso Umen Kadayayim V'kadei Shemen. So it could be he was Masmich Kadayayim to Beso Umen to tell us that just like the Gizei Tema is Mibesum, and Mibesoi is Kadayayin, is also Mibesoi. And that's so if you can get the message from the Smiches, from the Smiches Hainyonim, that he put Kadayayin next to Lakuchim Mibesum, and that's also Mibesoi. So the Mishnah is telling us that it's Roshum, because those who took it to the Bayis were made a roshim on it. Those who took it to sell, there was no need to make a roshim. I think this is Pshat and Rashi. Today, Grad, I found Nachlas Moshe says something about similar. Everyone has problems with this Rashi. But could be this is Pshat and Rashi. Well, see, Taisus did not like Rashi. This is a very difficult Rashi. Baroshum, shekol bal habayis oise rishimosoi mishune mishal chaveiroi. Now, Taisus is a whole nupshat. Taisus holds that, okay, every bal habayis had a different rishime. Bavasimit, so that's a simon. He told you what the ones each balabos. L'chayr was each chenveni. I don't know the whoever. Well, see, I mean, each balabos in his own regime, so he could have Bavasimit. So it's a simon. He told you, he explained to you his regime. But I said, Belay regime. Abayom, this was all one taismith. Afil roshim lavasimin achashin iftacho oitzrish. Shabalabayis echot moichel harbe chenveni. The kulam rishumi bin yinechet. Sure, the balabos sold to 10 storekeepers, and it all says kedeman. Fine, gibaldic. So what do you hear from that? So you know they were all bought from this balabos. Fine. So it's bought from this balabos, but who lost it? Who left it there? There were So what money Chemveni that bought it from him. So I don't know which Chemveni. So the Chemveni will tell you, it says a label Kedem on it. So Gemaltik, so who says it's yours? And Rashi's pshat, Taisus doesn't want Rashi is a very difficult pshat. Yeah. Ahu gavre, let's go further in the Gemara. Ahu gavre da asker kufre bei matzarte. He found some pitch in a place where they kvetch his grapes. Didn't have a simen on it. Also lekami derav. He came to Rav. Amalezil shkel lenafshach. Take it for yourself. Chozye dahave kom mechasem. He saw he was hesitant. Oops. Amalei zil ploigle lechie bri minei. Know what? Take, give half to my son. But you don't take everything for yourself, give half to my son. Right to Gemara, Lema, Kosova, Rav, Mokim, Lehavisim. Lechire, here, the person who left it there, this Kufrim, Lechire, this is good, there's no Simon in that Sim Kufrim, but Mokim is a Simon. Omar, Rababe, Mishum Yish, Bailim, Nogobom. Chosid the Kadochi Bechilfi. That means they were growing on this pitch. It was growing in nettles, a type of a thorn. So Rav realized it was left there for a very long time. So the Bailam was Ichmeyayish from it. So could be, when he left it there in the beginning, could be, there's a Simen Mokim. But if it's so long that it's growing chilfi on it, so tzakochach he was miyayish. He's kan shayla ben, so fine, so let the owner of the matzalta be kainit. So it's a, and he kainit with chotzer. So there's two mahalchim, either speaking about, and it was a chotzer sheini mishtameres, so he couldn't be kainit. What we're speaking about, which is a lumdish zach, that when it was put down in his chotzer, it was kaidim yish. So chotzer, just like there's a concept of a bisura osel yodei, that if I pick up something before yish, afilu is miyayish, I can't be kaine. So if it wasn't my chotzer before yish, so also, even though lady was miyayish, the bala chotzer can't be kainu with chotzer. But this is not a poshut inyan, we won't go into it now. Zot Rashi, kufre zefes, dovo shem bei simenave. And the ikadamen od nafkimin ad afilot kivin lo mamokim meshovim mesuyim abesim. Chasim loshen leisachsim, begam gimbe dovo, velibay neikvay. Kadochi bechilfi, who tia belaz, nettles, it's a type of a thorn, godlale, shmamina miyabim ramma yusham, or kvar no yeshua bailam. It's bailam or miyayish. Rab Shimon ben Eloza Oimer, and we hear in the Mishnah, kol kli anpuye, says in the Mishnah, in chayiv lahachis, there's no chayiv achosim. Mai anpurye, what is the taich of anpurye? Omer Rabbi Yehuda Mashmur, kelim chadoshim shaloi sevaton ho'ay. New kelim, which the bailim did not have a chance to study them well. Leisovus on ha'ayin, some emele. Yeah, so mamele, so there's no chiyav achos. We're speaking about a keli without a simin, and the bailim did not have a chance to study it, to recognize it. So back to Gemara, hechidomi, we told me it's an inyan from Savaton or Ayin, what's speaking about? Yisbu simen, if there's a simen, kilei sevato na'ayin, my habit. So there's a simen, so lei sevato. It's a new keli, but there's a simen. Ita lesbu simen, if there's no simen, so ki sevato na'ayin, my habit. So what if it's not kli and puya? What's the mail of sevato na'ayin? Sigma says, lo ilam, the lesbu simen. There's no simen. Nafkemina la dure letzuve merabonon betriyesei. The nafkemina is to give back to atzuve merabonon betriyesei. Savaton ha'ayin kimle begavayu madrinele. If there was enough time that he was able to study them and recognize them, so then even though there's no simen, but if there was no Sviyas Ayin, Lekimloi Begavayu Veloi Madrinalai. The Omar, Rabbi Yehuda Omar Shmu, Bahani Tlas Mili, Avidi Rabbonon, the Mishani Bimalayu. There are three things that the Rabbonon will not say the truth. So what is Pshat? Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel said the three things Rabbonon do not, I mean, what are you telling me? Tell me this. Rabbonon, the three things they don't answer the truth. If you tell me you're allowed to say it, so say you're allowed to say it. I mean, what are you telling me? The three things that Rabbonon are Mishanim in the life. My nafkemino, that Rabbonon amamazutra la durilei avidose betri yisein. That means there is a miyuchedika haloche that atzuve me Rabbonon we return betri yisein. So, but in order to be qualified to return an aveda with Tvius Ayin, without giving any simonim, so you have to have credentials. If we know that only by these three things is Mishani b'diburim adrinalei. V'mishani b'mili achine loy madrinalei. But is Mishani and other things, loy madrinalei, we will not be mahadal. Before we learn the sugyam, I'd like to mention Rav Shimon and Shari Yoshe, Perik Yudalit, Sharvov, says a biur in this inyan of Atzuva Merabonon. So he says as follows, Midin Toiras HaMishpotim, that means we have here this Choshe Mishpatik in Yonim, Kivin shetoyin bori, loy, roi laharzer loy, kivin shamoitzi avei de eine yedei. That means really there's a bori b'shem over here. I come over to someone finds a chayfetz. I say it's mine. Then it doesn't know. And he's not called a muhzik. A muhzik means if I come over, I lent you $100. He says, I don't know. But that's a machlekes of bori b'shem. He's a muzik. His money is his. He's a muzik. Here, he's not a muzik. He's not holding the money for himself. He found it. So, zot Rav Shimon, me'iker adin, in choshe mishpet, if we would go in Hilchas, choshe mishpet, I say, it's mine, you don't know, you give it to me. That would be me'iker adin. This is a mitzvah of a Shabbos Aveide. There's a drash that the moitzi aveide, this achiev, that as the mitzvah of a Shabbos aveide, he should not give it to him, even though apichoy she mishpat he's a bar in Hashem, darshayu im hu ramai. Don't give it to him. So this din of darshayu im hu ramai is if we're speaking about a person who could be he's a ramai. So then there's a din darshayu im hu ramai. But atzuv mirabonon, we're talking about atzuv mirabonon, we're speaking about a person who like mishane b'milayu, only by these three things, the loichoshid l'mishake, so the din of darshayu murama is not applicable by him. Darshay murama. So memele, so therefore that is pshat nasugye. That is pshat nasugye. So now the Gemara says, but who falls into this category that I don't have to think that he's a Ramai, I can assume that this person is a Dos. So this is a person that the only Mishane B'dibura is and only on these three things. So on him there's no Adin of the Sheuk Imu Ramai, so then that is Allah of Bori B'Shem. That he's in Chay Shemish, but it's Adin of Bori B'Shem. That's how Rav Shimon says Pshat in our Gemara. Now let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, Sheloi Savatom, Adayin Loi Hugal Beriyosan Betashmishon. He didn't use it too often. Shemakiron Yofe. Veloshin Anpurye Nutriken. Ein Poi Riyah. There was not enough time that he had a chance to use it to be makir in Yofet. Nafkemino. So the Gemara says, so what is Rav Shimon Elazar speaking about? Chagoyim dezeh ha-toivon tzuv merabonon. It's speaking about his tzuv merabonon. Now, this is Amir Dike Rashi, and let us see what happened over here. Rashi and Amir Dike Rashi. Rashi says that Rav Shimon Elazar is speaking about that I found Kli and Puya. And Atzuve Merabonon comes to me. Dizer HaToivon Tzuve Merabonon. Rashi says more than Rav Shimon ben Eloza said. Rav Shimon ben Eloza said, Ein Chayv Lahachiz. Rashi said, Noch mal. Someone comes over to me, pats me on the shoulder. Shazoy mit alayin gefrak, habay sabor, dena. Nados, and he says, you know, you found Kli Apuya Anu Keli. It's mine. Let me see it. No, not mine. Let me see it. Show it to him. It's mine. That's the story. Avdos at Rav Shimon ben Elazar gezogt. Don't give it back to him. And we'll see in Taisvis the Chachamim Achaylik and Rav Shimon ben Elazar. Rav Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Chachamim Achaylik. He looks at it. Came to the Chofetz Chaim. He goes and looks at it. Oh, this is mine. It's brand new. I recognize it. So there's a Machloikis Tanoim over here, Rav Shimon Elazar and the Chachamim. Give it back to him. So the Shaila is, Kan Shaila ben, he says it's his. He says he recognizes it. So, Akochach, it's a toys. Akochach. He can't. That's a machlokes tanoim. He could be the Chofetz Chaim. But Rav Shimon Elazar says, since he did not have too much of a shimush with this kalim, we'll see exactly these certain types of kalim. Which this is applicable, some certain type, which is not applicable. Rav Shimon Elazar says in this type of keli, it is impossible. The amount of tviyas, he's making a toys. He doesn't have enough of a tviyas ayin that he should know. He's saying, and this person never said a sheke mipiv. He's Neitzang Sheker. He feels like it's, he recognizes them. Shimon Elazar says it's an impossibility that he should be able to recognize. So Machlokes Tanoim. The Meseches, יש ביודך מסכת פלוני סדורה בגרסה אילת. Yes, you know this מסכת קולט, you know what סדורה בגרסה. ואף על גב שסדורה היא לוי, יאמר לו אילת. See, he's allowed to tell him that, no, I don't know, I don't have a clue. Umidas anovehi, netzamidas anove. Let us just see Toisvis. Ve'im toima v'omar v'shinantom she'divrei toirem v'chudodem b'picho. Shim yishalcha odom al tegamgeim v'toimoloi ela amoyloi miyad. V'yishloimer היינו דווקא באודם הבא לישר דין או ירו או לאסלאמית. A person wants to learn something. Yes, so שיילה, so there's a חייב, ושיננתם שדיברי תרם וחודודם בפיך, אנא תלמד חוכם, that the חייב לימד us, you should know it. שבקלור, שבאבל ת... אל תגם גם בוי. That you מוכיף to tell him. Here he's not asking a shayla, he just wants to find out, do you know this? You know the whole Masechtas Bava Basra? But he can say, I don't know it. Now, Al Koponim, let us, the Pesach and I bring something very interesting. The Rambam, when the Rambam brings down this halacha, the Rambam says a very interesting case. Reuven comes over to Shimon and he says, you know, learning Masechtas Nida? So he says, no, I'm learning Masechtas Mikvois. He's not learning Masechtas Nida, because he doesn't want to ask him Shailas HaNida, so the Lacha Mishnah says, because he doesn't know. But he didn't ask him. He asked him, are you learning this Masechta? He learned Masechta. He's not learning Masechta. It comes in one band, meet him, his voice, it comes together. So he says, you're learning Masechta's Nida? So he says, no, I'm learning Masechta's Mikvois, because he doesn't want to, he should ask him on Masechta's Nida, because maybe he won't know. So here he's saying a sheker. If he asked him if he knows, is one child. That's Rashi and Tosfos Akimka. He asked him what he's learning. And he's not learning this, but he doesn't want to say yes, because he's learning it. He'll start asking him, and he doesn't know it clearly. So say, I'm learning something else. It could be Mikvois, he knows already, but the Masechtas he doesn't know. So, according to the Rambam, it could be that he's doing it to save himself from Bush and Bezhoinis. He's not asking him Shailas, he won't know. So I can tell him, I'm not learning it. According to Rashi in Tosfos, he does know it. It's Dura Befig. And he's saying he doesn't know it, Al Tzanove. So the Shail is, Al Tzanove. I mean, there's a din, Midvar Sheker, Tichal, Kermit, there's a din, a person should speak Emes. So for Rashi, by Tosfos, that Al Tzanove, in Al Tzanove, you're allowed to say, you'll have to say a shekel. That's the chiddush according to Rashi. The Pesach Einayim wants to say, others want to say, the machlokes, the Rambam didn't learn like Rashi. Also, Nova could be not allowed to say a shekel. Yeah? So he brings a raya to Rashi from a Gemara in Ksubis. The Gemara says in Ksubis, when Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi came to Gan Eden, came to that Lebede Kehet, so Rabbi Shimon ben Yechoi asked him, was the Keshes Nire V'yomecha? And he said, yes. It was no. So the Pesach Einayim brings a riot. There was Olam Ha'emes already. There was Olam Ha'emes. And he asks him, and Al Tzanove, he told him no. So he brings a riot to Rashi from that Gemara. This is the Pesach Einayim. Fine. Now, Zomus and the next Zach. Bepunyo. Shimashta mitoscho. He asked me who's Mishamish mitoscho. Yoimelav. No. This is Midisniyisu. This is Sniyis. This is a very important zach that someone in Taisus asked this on Rashi. A very modern zach. It's a very modern shaila that someone should ask. A lumen should ask someone such a shaila. The Ben Yehuda wants to say pshat and Rashi. Perhaps it's a little better. Ben Yehuda says bizman Chazal. The Seder was that the B'nai Torah used to go away from home a whole week. They learned a whole week in Beis Medrash. Yemom v'layla kipshutai. And Leil Shabbos they went home. That was the Seder. He says, what was if someone had a Leil Oina? Then he went home. So Lamaise, but like this, they were learning. So the shaila shimashta mitoscho was in the lumedanitzorich. I don't know. It could very well be if he was away twice a week and it was a shaila was mekaymitz was saying twice a week or once a week. Yen teire velumedanitzorich. He wanted to ask him twice you were missing already. Listen, Chavrusa does this. I want to know. That's how the Ben Yehuda says Pshat and Rashi. Let us see Taisvitz. Taisvitz, Eregilish Yeshalu, Kepeirish Rashi, Mshimish Mitosai. In Balkari, Hoyo. If you in Balkari Hoyev Leibo Lebeis HaMedrash Vishalu Lama Leibo Yishane V'yomer Shachayla Hoyev Vishar Eines Ira Leib. That's one pshat. Inami Shalu Shachavta Amitazu. I asked him, did you sleep on this bed? It says, pen yiru bokeri. That means like this. The shoyalim, maybe will see keri on the mita, and they'll be choshed it's from him. Could be it's from 5 weeks ago. I mean, could be. So al kaponim, he's permitted to say, Loi on this shaila. God, it's very interesting. Let us see the third one. Ashpiza. Shalu al ashpizai im kim loi beseva ponim yafis. Yes, they spread out the red carpet for you. Oma lav mid lav tells him no. Midatoivo, it's a midatoivo, kadesh la yikpitsu boy bne odam shayna mugonim. That means if he hears that the save upon him yofis, so he'll get a lot of people shayna mugonim, love itomid olav, viyichlu es mamainai. Let us see taisve, sektaises bushpize, mshalu and kiblu of his save upon him yofis, jayma loik in the perish rashi. The Amrina Be'elchen, Bavoy Chayeu, Bekel Gotel, Baboy Karashke, someone that in the morning he's praising the his Balach Sanye, Be'erev Klola Tehoshim, like this praise will bring a Klola. Vim Toima, Vamrinem Bebroches, Eirach Toiv, Oima, Kolma, Shetorach, Balabayis, Leitorach, Elo Bishvili. That's what an Eirich Toiv should say. He should praise the Balabos. Bishlam Dosa Mayri Bein B'nei Odom Uhugonim. It matters who you're saying this to. If it's B'nei Odom Uhugonim, it's a Mamela, so then you can say it, Taki. Roche Bein B'nei Odom Shainim Uhugonim. Ohod Olai Choshib, Roche Mutal Lashanez Neidal Keisholim. Hani klas mili avide rabbonon de mishano bimilayu. Three things. It's four things. Al darkei sholem. Rabbi Shlom told Avraham Avinu that Tzori Meina said, not Adoni Zorkin, she said, Vanisa Kanti. Now, Starke Sholeb. To the Marine Perik Bor Yevim Toy. So the Rif asks this Kashe. The Rif says, I'm ready to Teretz. The Rif says, a Teretz that, that's a mitzvah. That's a mitzvah, Lashan Tzmei Darke Sholeb. Here, this is a Rishus. Means you're not Mechuyev to say it. There's no chiyev. You're allowed to. That's what the Rif answers. I'm going to look at that. That these three things, that Vani klas mili avidi rabon od the mishane bimelai, and nicht abgefragt. I is not sure. As I is this. These three things, avidi rabon. So Taisvus answers, mishim dani nami, mishim dalke sholim heim, Regilim Yaisim Acherim Lohochit Nokit Ani. So Taisus is very difficult to understand the Darkei Sholem. Mesech the Zichishvers, what's the Darkei Sholem? Puriye is also difficult to understand what the Darkei Sholem. Shpizah could be Darkei Sholem that people shouldn't. Very difficult that Taisus says everything is Nichlal. Darkei Sholem. Grad, the Marsho says Pshat and Puye. He says a different Pshat. He says, Chayev Odom, Lepsumi, Bepuye, Adela Yoda, Bein Oro, Homon, Kborch Mordchai. That's a pretty big Madrega of Shikres. So if they approach him, Bahalpa Dabai, he can say, Yeah, I'll say about the bay, I feel the mice, he's not up to that darge of Loyoda ben Hore, or Homan and Boruch Mordechai, he can say as a halpa the bay. Shimakayim given the mitzvah.